right, so you know what that means. Congratulations, you have discovered the guest list, and this a special patriotic version of the guest list. If you're listening right now, you're either listening before 4th of July or perhaps a day after, but either way, we are here for you to provide patriotic music and thoughts for this, the 4th of July 3-day holiday. Or perhaps a whole weekend just happened that you enjoyed. I don't know.
Or don't remember.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, it's when it falls like this, there is the opportunity for basically things blowing up for multiple days, which is what I like.
Especially fireworks. I like when those blow up.
Yeah, not anything else. So no. Yeah, I don't want to misguide anyone. Not actual blowing up of things that are not meant to blow up. I just mean like firecrackers.
Or the show. The show could blow up.
Yeah. No.
What?
No.
Show blew up.
No. We don't want to do. No. That's not. See. Do we always?
No. I mean,
have
like
to,
blow up. Like become like.
Oh,
knows
blow
about
up
it.
Like
yeah,
in a
yeah.
good way.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, see.
Yeah. We are perched right on our moment of fame.
That is.
Don't blow it, guys.
Don't blow it.
That is.
You guys are blowing it right now.
That is. That's what we're going to do.
Blowing it.
Let's blow up the show it's into done. The stratosphere. We could be gigantic.
We could.
And you know, we've got a new website, so it might be happening
do
right
what?
Now. We do. We have a new website, which allows us to post our previous shows and stream on demand.
So exciting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So like our previous episode that had the AthFest information on it mm-hmm. was posted. So I'm sure there were literally thousands of people streaming that particular episode to make sure they knew which bands to actually see.
I think I heard it that broke the website,
yeah,
actually.
It did.
It was so popular.
It is. I think you're right. Yeah.
Also, is that why we didn't know about it?
Well, we were busy enjoying AthFest.
This is kind of like I'm Christmas in July, this website.
Requests of contract renegotiation here at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Always thinking dollar signs, game.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Well, speaking of dollar signs, let's talk about
the artisanals.
Oh, the artisanals.
I'll help you out.
See? Can you associate dollars with artisanals?
I feel like the word artisanal always means more dollars.
You think?
Like artisanal chocolate, that's going to be more than a Hershey's bar.
See?
You know what I mean?
See?
So these guys, this band is just getting you prepared to pay more for their show.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like that's not really what they wanted to.
Probably not.
No.
No. But anyway, they are playing the Georgia Theater Rooftop
mm-hmm.
Thursday, July 6th. Tell me about what folks can expect with this.
Yeah, so they're a fairly new act from Charleston, South Carolina. They came to life just at the end of 2016. In fact, started the new year with a bang, opening for Band of Horses. That was one of their first three shows, so can't go wrong there.
No, you cannot.
So it's made up of members of bands you've probably all heard of. Elsewhere, the frontman Johnny Delaware is from Sisto originally and just like took a step away and started this new project and brought along the bassist from Sisto as well, Jordan Hicks. Clay Houle, who's played with Tito Stone, plays with them. And then Stephen Walker from another Charleston band, Brave Baby. So pretty well rounded out quartet there. And then they've got some ties to Athens, too, which is pretty exciting. They're even though they're from Charleston, we'll let them come over here and play a bit. They played the Laser Brains 2017 Summer Showcase in Atlanta with guest list favorites and people we featured at our AthFest Showcase last year. Just going to pump that some more.
a year after the fact?
Yeah,
just keep plugging
well,
it.
You know, it was such a great showcase. It was epic. I believe T-shirts were made.
They were.
Yeah. I still wear
and never worn again.
I wear it a lot for my pajama shirt.
When I do yard work.
Wait,
yard
work. Pajama or pajama?
Pajama.
Oh, wow.
Just had to throw that in there.
And you probably won't believe that I found all these connections after I suggested having them on the show, but I am physically incapable of lying, so you should take my word
That's
for
true.
It.
That's true.
Yeah. But they, anyway, going back to the artisanals, they just finished recording their debut album, Literally Anywhere, at the Magic Barn, which is this studio in Iowa, of all places, that is getting a lot of attention because they just somehow, in the lottery, won the console from Magic Shop in New York City, where David Bowie recorded Black Star. And,
wow.
Yeah, and Kurt Vile recorded an album, and Arcade Fire's Grammy-winning Suburbs was recorded. So big things expected of this Literally Anywhere debut based on the console alone.
Wow.
I mean, not even entering into the cast of characters behind it.
Wow.
But they sound kind of like a 70s heartland rock band, and they definitely have the hairstyles to match. And, yeah, I think the track that we picked out sounds a little bit like the Eagles, but cooler. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, speaking of artisanal sound, that voice you hear, you may have forgotten.
You may be
like, wait, who, what? What is this?
Siren song.
What is this melodic sound of excellence coming through the microphone? What is this? It's Molly Williams.
She's back, baby. Woo-hoo!
Happy to be home.
Back after a six-year hiatus. No, wait, it wasn't
it
quite
like
6 years.
She's journeys. She went to the mountains of Tibet to discover herself.
She
get some monkey-picked tea.
She went through the Peabodian forest, I hear, to discover different riches that are buried beneath the...
Also, you can see her during the ceremony.
Yes.
Marker 622. You see
marker
her hair.
Marker 622.
You totally see my hair walk through the back of Cipriani Wall Street. Very exciting.
So if you're streaming the Peabody Awards, which who doesn't, you might look for Molly.
Twice already.
Who even also gets a credit at the end of the production, too. So,
did you get to meet Rashida Jones and
any
other celebs?
I did not meet Rashida, but I came within 2 feet of Ira Glass, and that was awesome.
Mm. Wow.
Ira's got a really good look going for him right now, I just want to say.
Wow.
Yeah. Keep it up, Ira.
Nice. Well, let's get on with the selection here. This is Angel 42 from the Artisanals on the guest list.
Don't even have to try to figure it out. It's gonna fall into place. I had a vision of you, Angel 42, flying over the Dakota Badlands. Your broken wings dropped me to the sand, and I slipped out of your hands. Now there is no song that I can sing to get close to you. Oh, Angel 42. Oh, Angel 42. Oh, Angel 42. Oh, Angel
42 from the Artisanals. He'll be playing the Georgia Theater Rooftop on Thursday, July 6th. Yeah, that was pretty cool sound.
I thought so.
They kind of sound like Dawes.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah, go back in time. You might even hear a little Eagles or America. Mm-hmm. Yep. If you want to go way back into my time machine.
Or if you want to ride across the desert on a horse with no name.
There you go. Exactly. All right, so who's next? What do we got coming up next? Wayuka. Friday, July 14th at Caledonia. What about this show?
Yeah, Wayuka is a local group. They've been around for a few years, and they kind of are. I sort of think of them in this crew of bands that sort of. A lot of these guys came out of the music business program at UGA. They're kind of young kids that stick around Athens after college, and they formed this little kind of unofficial collective, I think. Wayuka, Big Morgan, another band who's playing the show with them, is one of those groups. And they all kind of have a really kind of similar sound in that they're influenced by a lot of 90s indie rock and this kind of really loosey-goosey, kind of occasionally goofy lyricism and just kind of, I don't know, it's white dudes playing guitars and drums and doing indie rock. So it's not like maybe groundbreaking stuff, but these guys do it really well. And it's fun. They a lot of music, a lot of indie music today is not necessarily known for its fun factor, and these guys definitely have fun with what they do. So they're about to put out their second full length called Guilt Complex, and they're going to be playing a release show on Friday the 14th with Big Morgan, along with a Brooklyn band called Fruit and Flowers and another group called Breathers. And yeah, it's good stuff. The new albums. Wayuka started off as kind of like a really ramshackle kind of alt-country influence band almost, and they've really refined their sound over the last few years to incorporate a lot of interesting influences. There's a little bit of a psychedelic edge to it, and definitely some 90s indie rock influence, like I mentioned, a lot of Pavement vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good stuff.
Is this the band where the front man always wears the camo jumpsuit?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, I thought that guy. So. I've seen them play a couple of times. They're really excellent to see live. I saw them at Creature Comforts once, and it was like almost too much for Creature Comforts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They were like really high energy and in such a confined space. But it was great. They're great live, so good
they
suggestion.
They're a good live band, and I feel like that was an issue that I had with their last record was that it didn't really capture their live energy. And this, from what I've heard from the new one, it does a better job of that, so... We've got a couple tracks to share with you guys. Guest list exclusives here.
Whoop, whoop.
Well, whoa. And you know what? Let's save one of them for the end of the show.
Sure.
But for now, let's get a listen to Broke from Guilt Complex. Here's Wayuka on the guest list.
Hey,
All right, so that was Broke from Guilt Complex. That was Wayuka. They'll be playing Caledonia Lounge on Friday, July 14th. And if you enjoyed that sound, we'll have more of that at the end of the show. Well, coming up, Tuna Bunny, Friday, July 14th as well at Sine. Tell me a little bit about Tuna Bunny. This is an album release show, correct?
Indeed. It is an album release show of an album they released actually just a couple of days ago. What's today? Yes, just a couple of days ago. The album is called PCP Presents Allison in Wonderland Jr. It's a long album title, but this is a band from Athens, Georgia, under the record label Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records, where you may also recognize the name Mike Turner.
Of Pop Fest fame.
Of Pop Fest fame, or of Wuxtry fame as
That's
well.
True.
And this album is a 28-song album.
Wow.
Yes, it is a song-by-song response to the Beatles' White Album.
Oh, wow.
Yes, very, very interesting. Cool. And this is a very career-defining album for them. They've gotten a lot of great reviews so far. And this show is going to be awesome. It's pizza, prizes, and games. And they're going to screen some of their music videos as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
They'll be playing with Miss Jenny Kane and screening some of their music videos in the background as well. It's going to be fun. So,
yeah, Tuna Bunny is definitely one of the most unique bands to come out of Athens in the last decade, for sure. They've explored a lot of different sounds over the course of their four or five albums, so it's been fun to watch them evolve.
Experimental and very feminist, which I like.
Yeah, I have the great fortune to be friends with Mary Jane Hassell, who just like throws down on guitar and vocals for them. And she is always talking about when they go to gigs and people are like, oh, can you carry your guitar? And she's like, are you serious? Yes. They're like, do you write your own songs? And she's like, I'm sorry, what?
Do you write
What's
your
happening?
Own songs? Wow.
So they don't hold any punches, and you certainly would not want them to. It's a totally energetic show. Every time you see them, they're awesome.
Oh, this sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's give a listen. This is Incinerate from that 2LP collection from Tuna Bunny entitled PCP Presents Alice in Wonderland Jr. That's a mouthful. Here's Incinerate on the guest list.
Drop a match and there she blows. I think.
All right, so that was Incinerate from the album PCP Presents Alice in Wonderland Jr. from Tuna Bunny. They'll play Sine Friday, July 14th. And I've been told that that was sort of the most soft and pop version of probably anything else they will do. Is that right?
I think so. True. Most of their stuff is poppy in its own way, but that was definitely kind of the most straightforward, like,
Radio-friendly
pop song I've heard from them.
That's funny because I asked them for a radio-friendly song, and then they sent me a link to the entire album, and I was like, I was going to have to sort through this and see what's going on
here. Should just stream the whole album right
That's
then.
Also the perfect answer.
Yeah.
What's a radio-friendly song? I don't know. Here's 28.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
So if you want an entire day, you have an entire day, listen to Tuna Bunny's new album.
Sure.
Because it's very lengthy. It's over 75 minutes,
and
I believe.
And if not, just show up on the 14th at Sine.
Or yes, come
you will not be disappointed.
Pizza and prizes.
Yeah. That'd be good. All right, so here's Strand of Oaks coming Monday, July 17th to the Georgia Theater rooftop. Tell me what's been going on with Strand of Oaks.
So Strand of Oaks is started as a one-man project. A guy named Tim Showalter, Philadelphia musician, who started as a solo singer-songwriter, and you know, called himself Strand of Oaks, and released a couple albums of that kind of stripped-down singer-songwriter music. And then his latest album is called Hard Love, and it's his first sort of full band, straight up like rock and roll record. I actually first became aware of this guy at a festival several years ago, when he was still doing his solo stuff, and he played this one song that was on his first record that I still loved. It's called Daniel's Blues, and it's a concept song about Dan Aykroyd, from the perspective of Dan Aykroyd.
What?
Taking his revenge against John Belushi's drug dealer. And it's like this super intense, really unexpectedly moving, like, song.
Get out of here.
I love this song, actually.
And so that's when I fell in love with Strand of Oaks music. He's been, like I said, he's kind of changed the sound a bit, and he's going for more of a full band vibe now, and a lot of this new record kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, the War on Drugs and that kind of synth,
yes,
you know, coded 80s kind of sound. But it's good. I kind of prefer the solo stuff better, I gotta say.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this kind of music is the kind of music that makes you want to go do stuff.
Yeah.
You're just like, you feel empowered by it a little bit, or while you're maybe doing your makeup and you pretend you're in a movie or something.
Yeah, it's a little cinematic.
You're just like, oh. I can see myself in a film where this...
It's a glimpse into the mind of Amber.
Yeah, I always pretend to be in a movie when I'm doing my makeup.
That's my contribution.
Yeah.
I'm pretending to be in a movie right now.
Yeah, me too.
Are we in a movie?
Which
what
one
are these cameras doing?
Which one are you in?
It's called Le Guest List.
Does it have subtitles?
I'm in Serpico. That's what I'm in right now, Serpico.
So you're in a real movie.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. What's the movie with Jim Carrey where he's being watched all the time?
Truman Show.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations here.
Is that it?
Yeah. We're living it.
I thought that was the reality TV show we were starring in.
Oh, we're going to do that too, huh?
We
got all kinds of spinoffs coming from this thing. It's going to be great.
I'm just saying, it's Gabe's life. We're living in it.
That's it. That is totally.
Don't say that. Then you're going to freak me out. I'm going to start thinking that I'm making all this up.
That's the name of it.
I am just a figment of your imagination. You created us, Gabe. Strand of Oaks.
Oh.
Great band.
Yeah, and you know what?
Hit it, Herb.
They're on the guest list. Here's Radio Kids from Hard Love and Strand of Oaks on the guest list. We'll be right back. All right, so that was Radio Kids from the album Hard Love and Strand of Oaks, who will be playing the Georgia Theater Rooftop on Monday, July 17th. I really dig that guy's voice, though. That sort of took me back to the 90s. I don't know about y'all, but that's sort of a, it sort of had sort of a 90s vibe to me.
I was like listening to that, and I was thinking of that song Plowed by Sponge. I don't know if anyone remembers that, but it's just this like epic, insistent, the world is ending in a crash of guitars. Awesomeness.
No, I really like that. That was cool. I'm always wondering, though, about these big epic shows and scenes at these smaller venues. And I know I've talked about it before, but I don't know. I guess maybe because I've never, like you were talking about Creature Comforts earlier, and somebody that's really dramatic on stage, that could really be sort of awkward when you're in sort of an intimate venue like that. So What about the rooftop? Do you think is it going to be the whole band, or do you think he'll go back to just the solo sort of thing?
It'll be the whole band. The rooftop's kind of cool, kind of unique because it's got you've got this wide open space all around you, so there is that element of sort of vastness with a band like this that might be cool. But
yeah, there's no roof on that sound.
Right,
that's right.
Yeah, I guess I just mean that.
But it is.
I'm with you. That was sort of so dramatic in the sound that I'm like, wow. You know,
expect a light show and all kinds of accoutrements.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you could do it up there, I guess.
Totally.
Yeah.
You expect to see them in an arena. Yeah. They typically call it arena rock.
Yeah, and then a helicopter might land if you do it at the rooftop, though. That might be kind of cool, too.
I mean, that's how they'll end the show, is he'll like hang off a helicopter and pulls away.
I can't wait. Ripping a guitar solo on his way out.
Perfect. So speaking of cool voices, I was recently involved in an event honoring one of Athens' legendary voices. I thought we might just take a moment and share that story with our listeners, if you guys don't mind. So here it is.
When you touched a friend of mine, I thought I would lose my mind.
So if you've been engaged with the Athens music scene, you certainly recognize that voice. But Vic Chestnut was more than just a local talent. His unique sound and thoughtful lyrics attracted the attention of acclaimed musicians worldwide, including Danger Mouse, Cowboy Junkies, and of course local legends R.E.M. and Widespread Panic. So it seemed hard to believe no one had ever thought to name a songwriter award in his honor, until now.
Actually, the first time I think I ever heard of Vic Chestnut was actually on an NPR Mountain Stage segment. So he really had a lot of talent and was really well recognized and helped bring Athens music out to the world, really. So when it seemed like we were looking for a name to affiliate with a songwriter award, that was definitely the go-to name. And we're very thankful to Tina and to Vic's family that they've allowed us to use Vic Chestnut's name for the activity, for the event, and the award.
That's Paul Matthews of UGA's Office of Service Learning and member of the Classic City Rotary Club. He and his organization were looking for an event that would work in concert with the Rotarian mission, which is to, quote, encourage and foster the ideal of service as a basis of worthy enterprise. According to Paul, creating an award in the name of such a respected songwriter and hosting a live music event to honor the finalists seemed like the perfect fit.
So the Classic City Rotary Club is one of two Rotary Clubs here in Athens, and we are very interested in trying to figure out how we can better support the creative community here in Athens, songwriting, the arts. And while there's a lot of events going on that recognize some of the great music, the Flagpole Music Awards, for instance, in discussion with folks at Flagpole, with folks at the Music Business Program, and with people in the arts community, we discovered that there really wasn't anything that specifically focused on songwriting. And so our club talked about it and decided that that was an area that we wanted to move forward in.
Paul went on to describe what moving forward really entailed.
We're fortunate that we had a great advisory board that was working behind the scenes. We worked on it intensively for about a six-month period. And just a little bit about the kind of the process. We did get some great advice from David Barbie with UGA's Music Business Program to make sure that this was feasible and to kind of pick his brains about what we could and couldn't feasibly pull off in year one. And we ended up having an advisory committee that included folks from the music business community, such as Valina Vago, who's the booker for the 40 Watt. We ended up with Gabe Vodica from Flagpole, Bob Sleppy from Nucci Space, several of our Rotarians. We had a music business intern from the Terry program as well who helped.
And so a panel of judges was selected, including yours truly, to comb through that impressive and often overwhelming catalog of entries. And somehow, we came up with five finalists and eventually a winner and a runner-up.
Dear Adam, dear Eve, if you could hear my parents in the kitchen last night, if you could hear the sound of those broken souls fight, if you could lay awake one night to the sound of my family tearing and crashing to the ground, I bet you wouldn't feel so proud.
That's overall winner Andrew Wong with his song Dear Adam, Dear Eve. Andrew joined Paul and I in studio for some perspective on what this award meant to him.
It's a high honor. And as an artist and someone who, like you said, like a lot of people there, all the finalists were just starting out and kind of looking forward to our careers in music and seeing how that's going to unfold. And to be a part of something like this, it's, you just go, okay, maybe I can do this. So winning the award has just been put like fire under my seat, you know, so just have more passion, more excitement now than I did before.
There's certainly not anything extraordinary about taking in a night of live music here in Athens, but that night at the Foundry, a unique collision took place. Established artists came together with relatively unknown songwriters and performed for a diverse audience of friends, family, and even some who otherwise would have probably never heard from any of them. And in doing so, Paul and his group of organizers discovered something beyond just a worthy enterprise to support the creative community. They discovered the heartbeat of Athens, Georgia. For WUGA, I'm Chris Shoup. So thanks, guys, for allowing me to share that story with our listeners. That was a pretty cool event, and I hope to continue to be a part of that as it becomes an annual thing. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Guest List right here on WUGA Athens, 91.7 and 94.5 FM, and streaming online 24/7 on our website at wuga.org. And speaking of our website, you'll see a brand new look when you visit our homepage. It's all of the same information, but with even more features and content, including the latest episode of The Guest List. That's right, if you need to go back and remember where or when a particular group is performing, you can do that now simply by visiting wuga.org and look for The Guest List. We're under the music programs. And right there, you'll find all of the information. You can fast forward through the show and get samples and just go back and listen to the entire episode if you like. It's all right there at wuga.org. All right, well, let's get on with some of these festivals. We just finished up with Athfest, and look at this. We've got a couple to talk about here in July. How about Psy in July Festival? What about that thing?
Yeah, a couple of kind of scaled back, not full-fledged festivals, but weekend-long happenings. The same weekend, actually, Psy in July and Slopfest, which we'll get to in a minute. But Psy in July is a relatively new local event. This is maybe the second or third year they've done it, but headed up by local band Universal Psy, hence the name.
Yeah.
And it's very much kind of a jam bandy, funky kind of rock festival with mostly local bands and some touring acts, I believe. But a pretty good lineup this year. Universal Psy, of course, performing. Mr. Tie-Dye, which is a cool, relatively new, they're like 8 or 9-piece funky horn group, which we're going to hear a cool song from
them
in a minute.
No lyrics.
No, yeah, instrumental.
All music, baby.
Kenosha Kid's going to play Psy in July. Those guys are great. Voodoo Visionary, Partials, Harvey Funkwalker, Athens Tango Project.
I love this guy.
So a good variety of groups playing. And this is going to last Friday. It's going to span Friday and Saturday, the 21st and 22nd. And at Livewire, and I believe it's going to be outside on the patio as well as indoors, I guess, weather depending. So it should be a fun time.
So with something like this that's, like you say, a little bit sort of a mini fest, and I'm assuming it's just focused right there at Livewire, will it just be band back-to-back with another band? And
probably a pretty constant stream of music all day. And I think they're also going to have, out on the patio, they're going to do some kind of like a little mini art market too.
Cool.
So they're going to have some stuff to check out that's not music as well. And of course, during the day, it'll be happening and into the evening, so you can go down and check out a little bit and
sounds pretty
at your leisure.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool, and I'm really interested to hear this track. This is Afro Bones by Mr. Tie-Dye on The Guest List. Thank you. All right, so that was Afro Bones by Mr. Tie-Dye, who will be part of the Psy in July Festival going on from Friday, July 21st through Saturday, July 22nd at Live Wire. And we were grooving to that one.
Totally.
That was really cool.
Great, like, Ethiopic vibe on that song. I don't know if you guys know that that compilation.
Ooh. I don't.
Which
but
is,
now
like,
I want
great
to.
Music from Ethiopia from, like, the 70s, this kind of psychedelic horn.
Very cool.
Check it out.
Wow. Yeah.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I am a sucker for a horn section.
Yeah.
Are you, would you say, horny?
Oh, I knew we
for
were going
to.
Really?
There it is.
Really, Amber?
There it is.
Tisk.
So much for the G rating.
I'm punny. Come on.
I'm punny.
No.
Okay. So... Oh boy. Well, the Slop Fest. That seems like a good time to transition to that. So
let's get sloppier than
Let's
we
just get
have.
Sloppy. What do we got?
Slop Fest, another festival happening the same weekend, the 20th. This is a little bit of a longer fest happening from the 20th through the 23rd. It starts out at Little King's Shuffle Club downtown. From Thursday to Saturday, and then on Sunday it moves to Hilo in Normaltown. And a lot of bands playing, as usual, and they are all mostly, I would say not all, but mostly really heavy rock groups, a lot of punk bands. Vanka's Illegal Drugs, The Powder Room on the bill. Space Dungeon and Lingua Franca on the bill, which is cool, a little hip-hop this year at Slop Fest. Also some non-heavy groups being teased. Blue Blood is going to play. And many others. So always a fun time at Slop Fest, and it's a benefit for the Girls Rock Camp of Athens. So your money, your sloppy money's gone to cause.
Very nice.
Cool.
All right. Well, let's get a listen from one of the groups involved here, Vincas. This is Black Rose from the album Deep in the Well on the guest list. All right, so that was Black Rose from the album Deep in the Well from the Vincas, who will be part of Slop Fest going on Thursday, July 20th through the 23rd from Little King Shuffle Club through Hilo Lounge. So that is just about going to do it for us and for this July edition of The Guest List. The Guest List is recorded here in the studios of WUGA Athens, right here on the campus of the University of Georgia in the Georgia Center for Continuing Education. And, of course, would not be possible without my good friends here, Gabe Vodica of Flagpole Magazine, Amber Henderson, and, of course, returning once again, Molly Williams. I'm Chris Shoup. Thanks again for listening. We hope you'll tune in next time for more great concerts and artists coming to the Athens area. For now, as promised, here's that second track from Wyuka. Here's Enamel on the guest list. Have a great night, everybody.
Sarah, you got that serotonin smile. can I spend you around all my bed?
Sonic pressure continually.